Welcome to Wilmot's Quant Talk, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of quantitative finance. I'm Lori.
And I'm Finn. Today, we're breaking down Predictable Profitability, a paper by Dimitrios Tomakos and John Gerard, exploring stock market predictability.
Yeah, Finn, I found this paper super interesting. It builds on their previous research, looking at how different modeling choices affect our ability to not just predict, but actually profit from stock market movements.
Exactly. They focus on the Dow Jones and S&P 500, going all the way back to their inceptions, which is a serious chunk of data. They're testing whether an active market timing approach can beat a simple buy-and-hold strategy.
Which, let's be honest, is the holy grail, right? Everyone wants to know if they can actually time the market.
Well, according to this, they consistently find that active timing does outperform buy-and-hold. But the real kicker is the predictable profitability aspect. They're not just looking at whether you can guess which way the market will move, but if you can actually make money doing it.
So, what are some of the key methods they use to figure this out?
They use a few different techniques. First off, they do a lot of time series analysis, looking at the historical data of the Dow Jones and S&P 500. They also use what's called a mean squared successive differences test.
Okay, I haven't heard of that one before. What's it do?
It's a way of testing for randomness. Basically, it helps them see if there are patterns in the stock market returns, or, you know, if it's just random noise. If the variation in the mean is gradual so that a trend is shifting, they estimate standard deviation from differences. It's for this purpose that the mean square successive difference.
Interesting. So if the market is truly a random walk, this test should confirm that, right?
Precisely. But if they find that the market deviates from randomness, it suggests there might be some predictability there.
And I think they also talk about rolling windows. What's that about?
Right. Rolling windows are super important. The market changes over time, right? So they use rolling windows to analyze the data in smaller, more recent chunks.
It's like saying, okay, let's look at the last 5 years and then slide that window forward to see how things evolve.
Exactly. And this helps them account for the fact that the market's behavior today might be different from its behavior decades ago.
So, after all this number crunching, what are some of the main takeaways for quant modelers?
Well, one big one is that predictability and profitable predictability are closely linked. It's not enough to just predict the direction of the market. You need to do it in a way that actually generates profit with your model.
Makes sense. It sounds like robust regression models were pretty important, too.
Absolutely. They found that robust regression models were essential, and volatility was a good predictor of semester returns.
Interesting. They also touched on the idea of bubbles, right?
Yeah, they used the ADF test, the augmented Dickey-Fuller test, for unit roots. And the test statistic lets them try to identify when the market might be in a bubble-like state or, you know, about to pop.
Very cool. Any caveats or limitations to keep in mind?
Of course. The models aren't perfect. They're honest about that. Also, market conditions change, so what works today might not work tomorrow.
True. Okay, Finn, so where can our listeners go to dive deeper into this research?
You can find the full paper in Wilmot Magazine. I mean, where else would you find it, duh? Just search for Predictable Profitability by Dimitrios Tomakos and John Gerard.
Awesome. Well, that's all the time we have for today's episode of Wilmot's Quant Talk. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everyone. And remember, always validate your models.
Don't just predict profit.
Until next time.